Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Egypt answered a bloody machine gun attack on a bus carrying Coptic Christians. Friday airstrikes were directed at terror bases in Libya where the militant Islamic gunmen were believed to have been trained. Edward Uranian reporting now from Cairo, more than two dozen of the Christian pilgrims were killed.
Egyptian media said the victims were pilgrims who were on a journey to the monastery of the Prophet Samuel, revered and visited by Coptic Christians across Egypt. A woman survivor told Egyptian TV from her hospital bed that the group's bus was ambushed by terrorists. She says that their bus was carrying around 40 pilgrims and that they were attacked by a group of armed men. Coptic Christians have been targeted in a number of recent terror attacks across Egypt, including two suicide attacks on Coptic churches in the Nile Delta town of Tanta and the port city of Alexandria. Nearly 50 people were killed in those attacks. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Washington Post newspaper is reporting that Jared Kushner, President Trump's son-in-law and senior advisor, discussed with Russia's ambassador to Washington the possibility of setting up a secret communications channel between the Trump transition team and the Kremlin. Mr. Trump has repeatedly denied any collusion between the campaign team and Russia. U.S. Senate Intelligence Committee has requested that President Trump's political organization submit all Russia-related documents, emails, and phone records going back to 2015. There is a separate federal probe being led by the U.S. Justice Department's special counsel. This is VOA News. While investigations continue into any connection between the Trump presidential campaign and Russia here in the U.S., President Trump is in Sicily for the G7 summit. On day one, many topics were discussed, but climate change and trade were foremost on the minds of many of the attendees. A White House statement issued Friday said that President Trump and Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe had reaffirmed their commitment to cooperate to the fullest extent possible to counter terrorist threats and have agreed to enhance sanctions on North Korea and an attempt to deter the development of North Korea's ballistic missile and nuclear programs. Here's President Trump.
We'll be discussing many things, including, of course, North Korea, which is very much on our minds. We'll be discussing terrorism, but I think we will really be in particular focused on the North Korea problem. It's a big problem. It's a world problem. And it will be solved. At some point, it will be solved. You can bet on that.
Along with the United States and Japan, the other members of the G7 are Canada, France, Germany, Italy, and Britain. The EU also represented at those talks. Zbigniew Brzezinski, who helped topple economic barriers between the Soviet Union, China, and the West, as U.S. President Jimmy Carter's national security advisor, has died. He was 89. His death announced on social media late Friday by his daughter, MSNBC host Mika Brzezinski. She called him the most inspiring, loving, and devoted father any girl could ever have. Not long ago, Brzezinski spoke before the Washington think tank, the Atlantic Council.
I do feel strongly that we live in an age in which freedom is, in fact, the destiny of the future. We live in an age in which, for the first time in all of human history, the vast majority of mankind is politically awakened.
In recent years, Brzezinski devoted his efforts to bring the former Soviet republics into NATO, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization. U.S. pop singer Ariana Grande says she will return to Manchester, England to play a benefit show to raise money for the 22 victims and families of this week's terrorist attack. Grande had just finished her show on Monday night when a suicide bomber blew himself up in the crowded lobby of the Manchester Arena. And for decades, red poppy flowers have been an international symbol for remembering those lost in battle. Well, the United States kicked off Memorial Day weekend with its first ever National Poppy Day.
That's the latest world news from VOA.